Welcome to Maseches Peah. Maseches Peah deals primarily with various forms of matnos aniyim, of agricultural gifts that we give to the poor person. And the first gift that we will discuss is the mitzvah of Peah. Peah is something which is called a corner of the field that's left over for the aniyim, for the poor to harvest. And the Mishnah will be, the first Mishnah, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, will discuss the fact that certain mitzvahs have no shear, have no set amount, and the first among them is Peah. Eilu devarim she'en lohem shear. These are the following things that have no shear. They have no set amount for these mitzvahs. This, of course, is the Mishnah that we learn after we make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah in the morning. First item is HaPeah. Peah itself has no specific amount in the Torah. Even the smallest amount would be enough. And even though the Torah did not set an amount, Chachamim did set an amount, as we'll see later. And that's true of also some of the other mitzvahs that are mentioned here may have a shear that's midrabanan, although it's our Mishnah is specifically referring to the fact that there is no shear midoraisa. V'habikurim, this would be kurim, the first fruits that are brought, also has no shear. V'ha-re'ayon, also the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Now, ri'iyah is a mitzvah that means that three times a year, we know we're supposed to go up on the Shalosh Regalim, the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pavim Bashana Yeru'eh Kol Zuchurcha, they should appear. All the males need to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. You're also not supposed to come empty-handed. So there's two mitzvahs there. One is to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, but you're also supposed to come with a carbon, with the Olas Re'iyah, the Ola carbon that is attached to the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Also a Shalmei Chagiga, so Shlamim that's supposed to be brought. And there is no shear from the Torah for the amount of times you could or need to appear, it can be just for a moment, in the Beis HaMikdash. Also, there's no shear for the amount of olos ri'iyah shalmei chagiga that one could bring. Also, u'gemilas chasada, the Mishnah says, was kindness, loving kindness. There's two different forms of loving kindness, one that you do with your money and one you do with your guf, with your own body. And even though Chazal did institute that when it comes to the mitzvah of gemilas chasada with your mamon, she's not supposed to give away more than a fifth of your principal what you own. So, but min haTorah there is no shear. V'talmud Torah, and the learning of Torah, there is no shear. We know you can even be yotzei with kriyash mashacharis v'arvis at a very minimum, but there's no shear to the amount that one could possibly learn. The Mishnah now turns to a different idea of elu dvarim she'adam ochel perosein ba'olam hazeh. These are the mitzvahs in which the person eats the peros, the fringe benefits of the mitzvah in this world, but the principle is set aside for his benefit in the world to come. And the Mishnah is going to give a list. Actually, the list that we have after we say Birchas HaTorah really is part from a brisa. It's a longer list, but this is the shorter list that the Mishnah has. Those mitzvahs are kibud av va'em, honoring one's parents, gemilas chasadim, the mitzvah of doing loving kindness, all the mitzvahs that come under that umbrella, v'hava shalom et adam l'chaver, and bringing peace between one man and another, the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, and the learning of Torah is corresponding to all of them, and it's as equal of all of them together.